time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hope you had a nice weekend and a nice Father's Day.
Indeed, I did. Thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, yesterday, of course, many people were running in the Do It for Dad race, which is raising money for men's cancers. And our own Greg Hebert was part of that, and he had a whole team of people, Team Greg Hebert. And now we're hearing today about some preliminary research concerning prostate cancer.
This is actually quite exciting, Mark. It's still, as you mentioned, preliminary research. It's more of a proof of concept to see if they could do this. And it was done in mice, so human trials for this are still years away. But what they managed to do, and this was published in the journal Nature Medicine, is that mice that had prostate cancer, they created a vaccine by inserting DNA pieces or chunks of human DNA into a virus that would then be able to produce all the proteins that would usually you see in prostate gland or from prostate cancer. And by doing that, instead of trying to choose one particular protein that would target the prostate gland, in this case, it was sort of a carpet bombing approach. And because prostate cancer cells or cancer cells in general produce specific proteins that identify that cell and are unique to that cell, the virus then trains the immune system to recognize these particular proteins. And so by a series of 9 injections in these mice, they were able to cure and in effect eliminate the cancer 80% of the time in these particular mice. What's exciting about this, and again, this is preliminary because it hasn't been done in humans, there's no specific human trial yet, but what is exciting about this is that this particular technique can be applied to other cancers because there's nothing special in how they've done this. This is sort of off-the-shelf knowledge that they've used and applied it in a way instead of just choosing one particular antigen or one particular area of the DNA to isolate and say, okay, let's try and attack this cancer. They've now managed to show that they can do multiple proteins without causing harm to normal tissue, because that was the concern. They thought if they made it a more general type of vaccine, it might affect other cells as well. But in this case, it didn't do that. So that's what's very exciting about this. And hopefully, in the next few years, we'll see more human trials. But again, there's nothing negative about this particular study. Even if this doesn't pan out the way we want it to, it still moves the concept of immunology and virology and applying it to treating cancer forward, which is right. What we want to see.
Yeah, we're just getting closer. With every new research development, we're getting closer and closer to solving some of these critical problems.
That's exactly it. And that's what makes this very exciting and gives a lot of hope to people.
And it shows what happens when money is raised for cancer research. I mean, it doesn't go. The money that was raised on the weekend didn't go directly to this, but it went to the kind of research that leads to these sorts of discoveries.
Well, exactly, and that's what's happening in Ottawa as well with the cancer vaccines and other approaches. And it does make a difference. And you're seeing literally an explosion of knowledge because it's an exponential progression. It's not just one step after another. It's one step that leads to 3 steps, that leads to 8 steps, and it goes on and on and on, and all that knowledge is then put together and used to help people, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.